It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast. Common ground.
There are a number of senators on the Republican side that continue to want to find common ground.
We emphasize the conflict and controversy sells. And I think that's a problem because most Americans look at Washington and see something that's broken.
Why don't we look for ways that we celebrate what this country is capable of doing?
It's amazing what you can do when you get off social media and you start talking and communicating with one another because there is common ground.
With Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
Good evening, and thank you for listening to this episode of Common Ground. Today, I sit down with Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar and New York Republican Congressman John Katko. We discuss where they put aside some of their party differences to work together to face America's crisis on the southern border. Gentlemen, thanks for being here tonight. Obviously, you have a number of things where you see common ground, but border security and border issues seems to be the biggest, and that's where I want to start. I want to play a soundbite from the Department of Homeland Security Secretary up on Capitol Hill, asked a familiar question again. Take a listen.
Do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security, Congressman. Right.
Congressman Cuellar, how do you respond to that? What do you see on the ground?
Look, I live on the border. I don't just come visit here. The border's not secure. If we're talking about migration, you know, 230,000 this last month, and of course, the almost 4+ million individuals the last 2 years, I would certainly not call that secure if we're talking about migration.
You know, Congressman Katko, a lot of people say that's exactly the fact, Democrats and Republicans, but how do you fix it in the current environment? How do you both, on both sides of the aisle, try to get something done with the Biden administration saying what they're saying about the border?
Well, I think those comments were made at a hearing that I'm a ranking member of at the Homeland Security. It just doesn't comport with reality. Henry recognized that he's a Democrat. I recognize it. I'm a Republican. And I think a lot of people see the horror at the border and they want to do something about it. And it's not just the human tragedy. We've seized a record number of individuals on a terror watch list, a stunning number, and it stands to reason that that many more are getting through. So we are ready to go. We have a bill and a plan ready to go on day one next term. And I think Henry and others on the Democratic side might be more inclined to work with it, especially since we have a small majority, and we're going to work a lot more together, given that divided government that we have right now.
Congressman Cuellar?
Absolutely. I think John and I have shown that we can work together.
Yeah.
You know, we had some legislation on a surge where we can respond to the surges instead of doing it every time there's a surge. Because, look, we know that it's up and down, and we did work on some legislation. In fact, I told John that I got his language. We put that language in appropriations, and I worked with some people like Tony Gonzalez, and we were able to get John's language, and we actually have some of John's language there in the appropriation. So the when we talk about border security, it's not a Republican or a Democratic issue. Let's just roll up our sleeves, do what we need to do, provide the men and women of Border Patrol, CBP, Air Marine, the equipment, the personnel, the support staff that they have. And the most important thing is we have to agree that there has to be repercussions. If there's no repercussions, the bad guys win every time. And I'm talking about the drug cartel.
All right, we're going to take a quick pause here. We'll be back after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Here's the Senate Majority Leader talking about immigration in a different way. Senator Schumer, listen.
We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
Now, is Senator Schumer talking past you all, or is that a language that you can somehow figure out how to get to common ground, Congressman Katko?
Well, yeah, listen, the bottom line is there's two ways to analyze it. First of all, you can't really talk about immigration reform, in my opinion, unless the border is secure. And there's not a country on earth that will put up with what's going on our southern border. There's not, you can give me the most liberal countries in the world, they wouldn't do it. But I think there's an appetite on our side of the aisle for immigration reform big time, especially in the agricultural community where they don't have the employees and the temporary workforce communities where they don't have the employees. So, yes, of course, we need to fix our immigration system. Mm-hmm. And it's not amnesty for every single person that's come across the border, that's for sure. But it is trying to recognize where we need the help from short labor shortages, but also recognize that we have to secure our border before we're going to get any Republicans to agree to that type of reform.
Congressman Cuellar, our last word here. I mean, as you get ready for this new Congress, what do you say to people who say, is something going to get done on this issue?
Well, you know, certainly people that live here in the border and understand the border know the positions that I've taken. That's why I won by 14 points. Because I've been strong on border security. Look, we believe in legal migration. My father was born in Guerrero, Tamaulipas, became a legal resident, naturalized citizen. He followed the pathway. We don't believe in illegal immigration. Right. We believe in legal migration. And I think people like John and I can get together. I don't believe in amnesty. But I think if we do it the right way in legal migration, Dreamers, a good guest work, and all of that can work. But again, you got to have repercussions. If the law says you got to return people, then you got to return people, because otherwise there's no repercussions and the bad people, which are the cartels, will win every single time.
Congressman Cuellar, Congressman Katko, we appreciate your time.
Thank you both.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Common Ground on the Brett Baer Podcast. You can hear more of this series at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Make sure to leave a rating and a review. We want to hear from you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.